everyone, and welcome to Von's Voice, the third edition of my podcast. Today we got a special guest, Tyler Haig, my roommate. Tyler, how's it going today?
Good, man. Thanks for having me on the show today.
No problems. We got a pretty packed show. We're going to talk about some NFL, some fantasy, talk about a little college basketball, and of course, end with the Heroes of the Week. Got some great Heroes of the Week. Well, one of them courtesy of Tyler Haig, so he's going to be presenting that number three Hero of the Week today. But we'll start off with a little bit of NFL. Start off with the Monday night game, Packers versus the Vikings. Packers won in a pretty decisive victory over the Vikings. Tyler, being a Vikings fan, I thought he'd want to make a couple of comments about this. I don't know how much he has to say, but go ahead.
Well, yeah, I don't really want to make a couple comments because the game sucked, but yeah, as a Vikings fan, it's not looking good for us this year, and it's looking great for Packers fans. Aaron Rodgers, basically just unstoppable, as he is always, but I did see a couple positives with the Vikes. Number one, Jared Allen is playing very well. He's all over the field, and I just love watching him play because he has such a motor. And other than that, I thought Christian Ponder looked all right. He didn't have anything working around him. His receivers weren't getting open. The offensive line sucked. But for a young quarterback, he's pretty dang good, I think, and I'm looking forward to seeing how he does in the future. And then for the Packers, obviously, just playing like crazy right now. Yeah. Aaron Rodgers can't stop him. And he just has this huge group of receivers that, I mean, he can throw to anybody on the field and they're going to be open. They're going to catch the ball.
Yeah. All right. Well, they got the Raiders next week upcoming. We're actually going to that game. How do you feel about them playing the Raiders? What do you think?
Well, I'm glad we're taking on Carson Palmer this week instead of Aaron Rodgers. I think that'll take a lot of pressure off our defense and especially our young cornerbacks. And actually, last night while watching the game, I'm already looking forward to the draft. And Morris Claiborne for LSU. That's my pick for the Vikes. We got to go get this guy. He had an awesome game against Alabama. And I'm really looking forward to see how he does in for the rest of the season and in the NFL.
Yeah, for sure. We got to talk about the Giants, so I'm going to have to move on. And tough loss this week. We have to talk about the Giants. I know a lot of people probably don't want to hear about the Giants again, but tough loss this week. The 49ers went 8-1, beat us late, got a tip pass. Eli Manning couldn't pull through in the end, but we did convert two fourth downs, played a pretty good game, I thought, and I felt like the Giants are going to improve on from here on, and I think they'll be making a pretty big playoff run, as I mentioned a couple podcasts ago. Still don't know how we're going to beat the Packers, but I know we're going to beat the Packers. So, Tyler, what do you have to say about the Giants' performance against the 49ers?
I didn't watch a whole lot of the game, but I do know that Alex Smith is playing great right now, and pretty much all I want to say about the Niners is I love what Jim Harbaugh is doing to that team because he has turned it around completely, and they are winning games now.
Yeah, definitely. Alex Smith threw for 242 and a touchdown. Would you call him a game manager? I don't know if he's a game manager. Is he just good?
Who's that, Smith?
Yeah, Smith.
I mean, from what I've seen, he looks like he's pretty dang good, but obviously the Niners defense is playing great this year too, so I don't know what it is, but they've been playing very well, both offensively and defensively.
Yeah, definitely. The Patriots also with another big win over the Jets, 37-16. Tom Brady going crazy again, throwing for 329 yards and three touchdowns. Again, no run game, but their defense definitely stepped up against the Jets. Sanchez did play a good game, over 300 yards, had a touchdown. The Jets seemed to play a good game, just wasn't there defensively.
Well, I don't know about Sanchez playing a great game, but those two interceptions he threw were pretty bad picks.
Yeah.
But I did like to see Tom Brady bounce back because I'm a big fan of Tom Brady. And he came back after not playing too great against the Giants.
Yeah, two losses in a row.
But, yeah, two losses in a row, but he bounced back and he got the victory.
Definitely played a good game. Sticking in the AFC, the Raiders beat the Chargers in kind of a weird Thursday game, right? That was Thursday.
Yeah, that was Thursday.
Yeah. pretty good game, I thought. Carson Palmer actually played pretty well. Michael Bush just running like crazy. I don't know what's going on with him. But how do you see that playing out with McFadden supposedly coming back? Do you think they'll split the carries, or do you see McFadden taking the reins again?
I think the main thing that you got to credit, the main group of players you got to credit that run game to is the offensive line. Because, yeah. I mean, McFadden was doing awesome at the beginning of the season. He's out, and Bush does awesome. I mean, the only thing you can credit that to is the coaching and the offensive line. So, I mean, I don't know if it matters if Bush or McFadden is in. I know a lot of people would like to see McFadden because he can be a game changer at times.
Yeah, definitely.
But, you know, playing against that Vikings defensive line, I think they're just going to get shut down.
So, well, how do you think you guys are going to contain Denarius Moore? Another huge game, 123 and two touchdowns.
Denarius Moore is one of those speedster guys that you got to watch for the big play going deep. And hopefully, we were switching around safeties last night in the Packer game, and hopefully we just find somebody who can cover that deep ball over the top, because that's what we're going to have to stop if we're going to stop Denarius Moore.
Yeah, definitely. Speaking of Denarius Moore, he was one of the top fantasy players with 24.3 fantasy points. And Michael Bush up there, too, with 30 points. Arian Foster, of course. This week, my fantasy team did win again. And Aaron Rodgers, pretty much carrying my team this season, had another huge performance with 28 points. Sorry, Tyler. But
thanks, man.
Tyler did win as well in our league. And how's your fantasy team doing?
Well, I thought my fantasy team underperformed this week and last week against Tebow time. Sarah Bettinger with Tebow time just destroyed me with DeMarco Murray, Tim Tebow, and Eric Decker.
Yeah.
But then I got the win this week against Austin, and it felt good.
Back on track. In the playoff hunt.
I would have liked to see him perform a little better. Larry Fitzgerald, huge week, and I benched him for Stevie Johnson, who had 8 yards. So
rough.
Wasn't happy about that, but I got the win, so that's what matters.
That's all that matters. And speaking of Fitzgerald, John Skelton here got 24 points. You thinking about picking him up, or what do you advise people to do?
Yeah, I got, for those who don't know, I got Matt Schaub on my team, and since he's going to be out for the year, I'm looking for a replacement. And John Skelton might be that guy. Right now, I'm going to
weigh the options.
I think I'm going to see how Andy Dalton does next week.
Nope.
Because he's been having good weeks lately. But if he's not doing it for me, then John Skelton's there. Alex Smith is a free agent in our league after I just got done talking about how great he is.
Yep.
Christian Ponder. That's another homer pick that I might want to go with.
Yeah. I tried him 1 week. Got me 13 points, but it was all right. I think I won that week. I don't remember quite well if I won.
If Sarah Bettinger would just trade me Cam Newton, like, he's not giving me anything for Cam Newton. So, Sarah, if you listen to this, just you got to give in at some point. You're starting Tebow. I'm giving you Jonathan Stewart for Newton.
Ooh, I don't know about that one. That Jonathan Stewart has not been productive along with that Carolina team. I mean, Cam Newton's the whole team there, or it seems like he is, but they still haven't been getting many wins. I know they lost this week, right?
Yeah, they got crushed this week by, they looked really bad against Tennessee.
Yeah, he still had his 50 plus rushing yards, but definitely wasn't there in the passing game. And definitely did not win me my streak for the cash. Pick Cam Newton of over 150 yards plus, and he didn't get it. But speaking of my streak for the cash, today I think I've picked about 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 games. 10, here we go. I'm going on probably 12 or 13 games today. If you guys don't know what I'm talking about, Streak for the Cash is on ESPN.com. And all you do is just make picks every day. They have random teams that play each other, and you make picks. And then if you get to 27 picks in a row, right, or if you beat, or if you're the top, biggest, longest streak for the whole month, you win $50,000. And if you have one over 27 in a row, you win $100,000 for this month. So me and Tyler have been really involved in that, picking plenty of games. We've even gotten into soccer through Streak for the Cash. I remember Tyler was telling me about how Egypt is pretty bad when I knew nothing about Egypt soccer and didn't think he did either.
I don't watch any soccer, but just through Streak for the Cash, I've been looking at a bunch of different previews to games, and I was like, Egypt doesn't have a chance. So like, I'm not a huge soccer fan, but Streak for the Cash has made me kind of a fanatic about soccer.
Yes.
As well as other sports. College basketball. I've been watching college basketball all day.
Just for the streaks. Speaking of college basketball, today, huge games. They're Ohio State against Florida. Right now it's 35-32 at halftime. I don't know if that's updated fully. I think they may be a little into the second half. I'm not sure. But also Duke against Michigan State. Duke up 14 now in the second half. Duke's looking pretty good, don't you think?
Yeah, they're looking really good. Who's the guard they got?
They got Austin Rivers.
Austin Rivers looks good. I really liked his performance today. He's a hustler. He didn't have a lot of points in the first half. I think he had like 3 points or something in the first half, but he's a hustler. Is he a freshman?
He is a freshman.
He looks good for a freshman, so that's something to be excited about as a Duke fan.
Yeah, especially that starting role. He seems to be adjusting well. Got to talk about the Gophers. The Gophers starting off 2-0. They just beat South Dakota State University Monday night. One of their players will be featured on our Heroes of the Week, so just a little foreshadowing there, but they played a pretty good game. I don't know, Tyler was watching the Vikings-Packers, so I don't know how much he knows about the game, but Mbakwe imposed his will. He had plenty of huge blocks. The team, I mean, they struggled. They were down at half, but they clawed back, and towards the end, they made it a pretty decisive game.
I didn't watch it at all because I was obviously watching the Vikings game, but through what I saw on Twitter, Mbakwe was a dominating force in the game because everybody was talking about Mbakwe.
So. Yeah, he was. SDSU led up 32 points to the last opponent they played, and so going into the game, we figured that the Gophers would impose their will in the inside of the paint, and they definitely did that as of late. In the beginning of the game, they didn't do so well, but we got to credit the Jacks. They played a pretty good game throughout a zone against the Gophers that they didn't expect. But the Gophers did figure out the zone, and eventually they came out on top. Trevor Mbakwe definitely looked like the NBA star that he is projected to be. I don't know if he's projected to be an NBA star, but an NBA draftee that he's projected to be. But I don't know how much like playing time he'll get with a lockout in the NBA. Games through December 15th are now canceled, and everything's kind of going haywire. You got any comments on that, Tyler?
With the NBA lockout, I think it's just it's all about greed, and it's just one of those things where you look at it and you get mad because it's, I mean, the league minimum in the NBA starts out at $500,000 and goes up each year.
Yeah.
And then for the players to come out and say, you know, it's an extremely unfair deal presented by the owners, it's kind of annoying because there's people in life that aren't going to make that much money in their whole lifetime that they make in a year. And they're complaining about that. But then on the other side, the owners, want more money, and who's making the money for them? It's the players. So
yeah, it's kind of a battle, bittersweet for both sides to get a deal done, but nothing seems to be going. Hopefully they can get something figured out, because I want to see some basketball. I want to see some dunks and some...
I want to go see Ricky Rubio.
Yeah, definitely. Rubio looks like a really good young player that they just got. And
Derek Williams.
Derek Williams as well. All the rookies, actually. Dikembe Walker and... Or Kemba Walker. Dikembe Walker. Kemba Walker and Jimmy Fredette for the Kings. For the Kings, he'll provide them with a spark, with a scoring threat, and hopefully the NBA lockout can be solved soon, so then we can start playing some basketball. On another side note, kind of a big deal going on this week, actually a huge deal with Joe Paterno and everyone getting fired and the whole scandal and everything. Tyler, what do you got to say about the scandal?
First thing you got to say about the scandal is that I don't believe what Jerry Sandusky is saying, nor does anybody else, so he should just stop. And then I actually just thought it was weird overall that he had an interview with Bob Costas.
Yeah, thank you.
But then again, we obviously know that he hasn't shown great judgment in the past, so why would he show great judgment on doing an interview?
Yeah, I know you had some strong feelings about the Joe Paterno getting fired and about his name getting taken off the championship trophy. Could you kind of...
I had a lot of mixed emotions about the whole deal, and I think, obviously, Paterno getting fired, I think that was coming at the end of the season, whether he resigned or retired at the end of the season. I think his contract was up, actually.
Yeah.
And, I thought they should have just... I thought he did what he thought was right, and I don't think he knew kind of how big of a mess this was. Like, I don't think he knew what Jerry Sandusky was really doing.
Yeah.
I think he got word of it, and then he just kind of informed the athletic director and went about his business. Like, it's not his job to take care of Jerry Sandusky when he's not he doesn't have anything to do with the program anymore. So I thought that was weird, and I obviously don't blame Paterno for what happened, and I thought he should have been able to finish out the season. But then at the same time,
you can see the other side
because the parents of these kids are obviously angry, and you are gonna do anything as Penn State to
restore your image.
Just accommodate those families that have...
Definitely a controversial issue that has people strongly on both sides. Saw some of the students, they were what were they doing? They were
rioting.
That's the word I was looking for. But
protesting.
Protesting for Joe Paterno. Definitely not really gonna go into it, but if you haven't seen anything about the scandal, which I don't know how you couldn't have with ESPN displaying it on, like, every channel, you can go look it up online. Really weird deal there. But on kind of a brighter note, we are going to move on to the Heroes of the Week this week. Got three great Heroes of the Week. We're going to start again at number three and move to number one. This number three was picked by Tyler, and he's going to kind of talk about him and elaborate. So, Tyler, give him number three.
All right. Number three is somebody who I've talked about on my blog, which, if you don't mind, can I...
Yeah, give him the plug.
I'm going to introduce the blog, tyhighfive.blogspot.com. Also, follow me on Twitter, tyhighfive.
And on Facebook, you can add...
And on Facebook, I accept friends all the time. Sometimes I add a bunch.
You can call him too as well. And
yeah, you can call me. I'll give you your number if you like message me or something, you know.
But
anyways, on to the Hero of the Week. Number three, Wilson Ramos is my Hero of the Week. He was he's a baseball player from Venezuela who's been playing in the Winter League in Venezuela. He is also the catcher for the Washington Nationals. Oop. And while he was playing in Venezuela, earlier in the week, well, last week, I guess it was, toward the end of last week, he was kidnapped by four gunmen who broke into his home. and they wanted a ransom for him, and basically nobody knew what happened to him. They got word that he was alive, and they kept the search out, and just a few days ago, investigators found him and his kidnappers, and they arrested the four men, and they got him out of there safely, and he, you know, he was scared. It was a scary moment for him.
I'm sure.
He said in a quote that he didn't know if he was going to make it out of there alive, so that's just a scary situation. But he's going to continue to play in Venezuela, and he's already gotten back to the team, and he's practicing. So
nice. That is
he's a hero.
Definitely worthy of the number three spot, maybe even a higher spot, hearing that story there. But we'll move on to number two. Number two is Eric Decker, wide receiver for the Denver Broncos. The reason we gave him the number two hero of the week is because for the past 2 weeks he's had very crucial late-game touchdowns that have propelled the Broncos to wins, helping out Tim Tebow a lot. Also a former Minnesota receiver, if I am correct.
Yep.
Yeah, and he's just been doing great things. And
he's a fun guy to watch. In the last two games, he's had big touchdown receptions, and I think he's Tebow's go-to guy and somebody to look forward to in the future for the Broncos.
Yeah, definitely a great player out there, and so that's why he received our number two hero of the week. Could have gave it to Tim Tebow as well for being 3-1 and stuff. I know you're a big
Tebow
fan.
Yeah, they can be co-captains. Yeah, I think Tebow had a good week, even though he completed two
co-heroes.
Passes.
Co-heroes of the week. But anyways.
Co-heroes of the week.
And we'll move on to number one, kind of an unknown guy that from the Minnesota Golden Gopher basketball team. This number one hero of the week is going to go to, I can't even say this, but Elliot Eliasson.
Yes.
Elliot Eliasson, everyone, give him a hand. Center for the Golden Gophers, backup center. He is, needless to say, the goofiest guy I've ever seen play basketball, probably.
But he's a warrior out
but
there.
But he is a warrior and a hero as well. I mean, puts in effort. You can see
he's
hustling.
He's a hustler, yeah.
he gets quality minutes, and if you haven't seen Elliot, he probably doesn't have a mix on YouTube, but you can probably go
but
to
but we're going
to
make one.
Yeah, and you can go to the Gopher page and look up their roster and see his picture and read some bio and then you can become a fan like we are. But
he's from Nebraska. His
parents, football player at South Dakota State and best women's basketball player at South Dakota State, I believe. But Elliot said no way Jose, he was going to go to the Gophers. And they did just beat the Jacks. Bittersweet for his parents. But good for Elliot. So here's of the week, Elliot Eliasson, Eric Decker, and Wilson Ramos. And that will conclude the third Von's Voice podcast. Great time today with Tyler. Hope you guys enjoyed it. Tyler, how was this experience?
It was fun. I had a good time. It was fun talking about some different things in sports and with the whole scandal at Penn State and the NBA. And obviously talking about the heroes of the week.
Yep, definitely a great time. Have a good time as always. Hope you enjoyed the podcast. Hope you keep listening. The views are going up somehow. I don't know how that's happening, but I hope that keeps happening. And everyone have a good night. I guess I'll see you next Tuesday.